We have been talking about the retirement of the Cowboys legend, Zach Martin. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to discuss that and what the Cowboys do moving forward at that spot is the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Good morning to you guys. How are y'all doing?
Morning. Good.
I have to tell you that I am a little pissed this morning. Very much so.
Why?
Very much. I'm pissed that Dirk Smoczynski is going to be your headliner at Ticket Stock, not me.
Novitski. Oh,
we didn't think you would do it.
Why don't y'all never have me out there?
Okay.
Y'all been in this town for, what, 30 years?
Mm-hmm.
About the same as me. Why don't y'all have me out there?
I think we've tried before, and you don't want to be anywhere
no,
close
I
to
I want
to
come
stuff.
Out there and talk to the fans. You know, I got a lot of funny sports stories, too.
You do.
I do. I'll come out there to that Plano Center and tell about the time that I got my credit cards cut up at Love Field.
Okay, yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah, we've heard that one before. Yeah.
I can tell you about the time I snuck into the showers at our practice facility and experienced more dongs than a Bell testing company. You ought to see it. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Okay, well.
I got them on my cell phone. I'll show them to you sometime.
Oh, gosh.
And I could tell you about the time, the funny story about when Steven threw me through a plate glass window and duct taped me to an office chair to keep me from drafting Johnny Manziel.
So that story's true, huh?
That's a true story. That's true. And you would hear it all if you invited me out to Ticket Stops.
Man, I know we've invited you before.
I don't think you have.
Okay.
I don't think you have. Hey, a funny, interesting note about that duct tape to the office chair thrown out the plate glass one.
Yeah.
You know who we ended up drafting instead of Johnny Manziel?
Well, yeah, we were just talking about him.
Who was that?
Zach Martin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was asking the question. I was.
No. You don't remember?
No, didn't remember at
all. You're the GM.
But yeah, so what's happening with Zach Martin's?
He's retiring.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
Yes.
That makes me sad.
Well, yeah, it makes everybody sad.
I'm going to miss old Zach Martin's. He was he was an incredible. I really enjoyed him playing. I think I saw the stat that he only had like 7 holding penalties in 11 seasons.
Yeah.
Tyler Guyton has more than one series than Zach Martin.
You're about right on that.
You may be right about that.
I mean, what the hell are we going to do without Zach Martin?
I don't know.
Do you know who's doing the eulogy and when the service is?
Okay, well, there's no eulogy.
Just retiring.
Oh. Well, why do so many Zach Martins retire when so many Matt Waletzkos roam free?
Well, there's an age difference
it's
there.
It's just not fair. It's not fair. Well, everyone should keep Zach's in their prayers tonight. And he taught me so much. He taught me how to block.
Yeah.
Taught me how to block out all the messes I've made for myself, preventing us from winning football. No, but the biggest thing he taught me, I think, is how bad Tyler Guyton really is in comparison.
Okay. Come on.
So keep him in your prayers tonight.
Yeah.
Also, do me a favor. Since we're taking prayer requests, keep Jerry Jr. in your prayers, too.
Why?
He got kicked out of a special school.
Oh,
oh no.
For giving one of his teachers a wedgie on a dare.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a forceful one, too, you know, because he's a little bit bigger than the rest of the kids in that school.
Uh-huh.
So. But it took doctors like 2 hours to get that woman's panties out of her sewer.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm talking back sewer and front sewer.
Is he getting, like, his MBA or something? Or
No. He's still trying to get out of third grade. And I'm pissed, too. You know, we pay a lot of money for that school every year that teaches people like him. So I'm mad at him, you know. So I went ahead and cut his Cowboy salary from $3 million a year down to $2.8 million. That's how mad I was.
Yeah. Make up for the tuition.
I'll teach him.
That's how mad. And did you see where I got my trial pushed to August?
Yeah.
That trial, the one about me sticking my tongue down some old gal's throat in the Tom Rainer Suite at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's pretty uncomfortable.
It's not a laughing matter. It's a sexual assault trial.
Got moved to August. Got pushed back to August. I'm going to kick that can down the road farther than Brandon Aubrey ever could dream of doing.
Just keep on kicking.
Keep on kicking. That's what I'm going to do. And I tell you, I'm still pissed. I haven't talked to you guys since the Eagles won that Super Bowl.
No, that's true.
You know, I kind of look at it as bring a little positivity.
Okay.
Positivity to it.
Okay.
On the positive side, they're in our division.
Yeah.
So that means that we're close to a Super Bowl title. Same division. They're in the same division.
That just means they're probably going to whip you the next couple
as well.
I can see that.
Is the next Super Bowl going to be in San Francisco?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's closer to us than Philadelphia. So we are closer to a Super Bowl title.
Okay. Geographically, yes.
Okay. You got us there.
So can you guys do me a favor? Will you find me another Zach Martin's?
Man.
That's hard to do.
Yeah.
Quick, hurry, find me a Zach Martin's. I've only got a few more years left before I fake my death in a Parisian bathtub. Good morning.
Morning. All right, there goes Jarrah.